This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Enforcement agent thinks could be a bad guy or a bad woman, they can scoop them up and get rid of them and keep you safe. What's the counter argument?
That's the problem. If the enforcement is arbitrary and capricious, that's actually the standard for error in administrative law. And I think they're going to need to clarify this as they go on. Both
even if they're not
LA
citizens,
concerns of people who aren't.
Well, what if they're not citizens? Then they don't have the same standards as due process that you and I do.
But you don't want to be running a government that is breaking the standards of due process on a wholesale basis without a reason. We have those standards of due process in part because of our values. Mm. You know, we don't go out and trash people just because they're not legally entitled to our values. Our values are our values. They come from within. And I think that they're going to need to narrow and clarify who they're really targeting so that grandma doesn't worry that somebody's going to come up the stairs and pull her out of her apartment, because that's not what anybody's concerned about. The other pushback...
Although, hold on a second, Senator, they'll say, and I get your enforcement point, we'll make that in a second, but just to be clear for the audience, there are a lot of people who are worried about grandma and all of her nephews and nieces and grandkids who may be here committing crimes. That's why they voted the way they did in the election. You have a president...
Well, that's Chris Cuomo in talking with Sheldon Whitehouse. You know, this is the problem that has been created as we've been talking about this show, is that government and we the people have, you know, blurred the lines. We've not want to enforce the law, and now we have a president that says, hey, it's about enforcing the law. I mean, he's got to use hyperbole, so he says extreme vetting now. Well, how about just vetting? You know, why does it have to be extreme? I mean, you know, we've got laws in place. It's even like our immigration laws. We have immigration laws in place. All you got to do is enforce them. But because you haven't for, you know, 20, 30 years, you've got decades of compounded problems. And grandma, you know, whether or not she's worried, you know, that's, you know, they always want to take it to that extreme. You know, and grandma might be a little bit worried, but, you know, she's been here for 40 years and, you know, and that's okay. It's kind of like she's not too concerned. The problem is, but she does know that she's breaking the law. Grandma does know she broke the law. And, but the problem is, and what grandma's doing now is she's concerned about the grandkids, the ones that came in illegally, the ones that are not anchor babies, which is a whole nother problem, you know, that was created by our government. I mean, why would you create a system that would only get us to this end? Why are we surprised that we're here? You know, you have anchor babies. Okay, anybody steps a foot here in the United States has a baby. I mean, we've got Chinese, you know, coming here. In fact, when I was in Southern California in Irvine, there were a couple of big apartment complexes that were busted up because there was this group of Chinese people that were, you know, coming into the United States, and they would sneak in, you know, hide their pregnancy, and if they had to overstay their visas, who cares? And I think they were paying something like $10,000 per event. And so they're housing up, you know, a bunch of women in these apartments, you know, that are supposed to only hold a couple people there. You know, who cares? I mean, that's all money at $10,000 a head. Why not? And so they have the baby here in the United States. Oop, birth certificate. And all because of what we chose to do with this law and our interpretation. Is it any wonder we're in this mess we're in now? And it's going to take leadership, and it's going to take some pain, ladies and gentlemen, on all sides, you know, to reconcile this issue. Either we're just going to hold our nose and say, okay, all right. Again, just kind of like what we did back with Ronald Reagan. When Ronald Reagan says, okay, whatever is, we're just not going to deport people. Okay, you say it's 3 million, that's the number. We're going to legalize 3 million illegal immigrants. Well, thank you very much. You know, there were Democrats, there were Republicans. This is a bipartisan issue. They decided to turn their head, and guess what they did? You know, they just said, well, hey, we'll just let it go again. So now here we are, anywhere from 10, you know, as high as 30 million now is the number. This is what we've done. And so are we going to hold our nose again? Or are we going to enforce the law? That's the question that's in front of we the people.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's our job, our mission. We the people, if it's going to happen, it's going to be on us, all right? This is a government of, for, and by we the people. It is not the elites, okay? They want us to believe that, and this is what they've been getting away with for a long time. But thank goodness in November, we the people stood up, we came forth and said, no, it's going to be a different ballgame. And it's going to take a while to turn the ship, ladies and gentlemen. It's not going to happen overnight. And also, there's some pain and suffering that we have to go through. I call it the grief to happiness ratio. We're kind of still in the grief zone. Happiness is where we want to be, and the difference there is, we've got some uncomfortable and inconvenient things to get through, and it's going to require leadership, and guess who is the leader of all this? You, okay? We're all leaders in this mission to get this country back on track. A little program change here. Ted Hayes was going to be on with us, so for those of you that were anticipating Ted Hayes, Ted is an incredible individual who's been with us many times. He's with the Project 21 Black Leadership Network's National Advisory Council. He's been an area activist in Los Angeles, so I've known of Ted for many, many years. He has fought for such issues as civil rights, homelessness, and immigration. Well, Ted's got that foogish-moogish that's flying around all over the place that is decimating people all over the country. I will say this. Look, if you're going to be flying, by the way, because I run into this all the time, and I think I'm ready. John, I'm about ready to have a mask done. We'll do a Bill Martinez live mask for people we can hand out. They come on planes that are sick. You know, I bought the ticket. I got to go, you know, kind of deal. But meanwhile, here we are. We're all contained on these airplanes, and they're coughing, and, you know, phlegm balls are flying all over the place, and everybody's getting sick. You know, thank you very much for this one person who had the ticket, and you know, they had to be on that plane, and they didn't do anything, or they did little to cover them, their mouths. I mean, one guy was sitting next to this last time. I was going, look at my grandson knows to cover his mouth. I mean, you know, please, are you kidding me? You know, a little civil decorum is called for in this day and age, and especially with all this stuff. So be careful, get plenty of rest, do all those things. And if you're sick and you can avoid getting don't go on the plane. But if you got to go on the plane, at least wear a mask of some sort and protect your fellow passengers. That's all I got to say about that. Sound like Horace Gump here. Anyway, Bonner Cohen is with us, and Dr. Cohen. I always appreciate the time that we can have with him. He's a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. So now batting for Ted Hayes, Dr. Bonner Cohen. Fans are screaming. Dr. Cohen concentrates on energy, natural resources, and international relations. Dr. Cohen, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Well, it's good to be here, and I hope I'm a worthy pinch hitter for Mr. Hayes.
Oh, more than worthy. Are you kidding me? I mean, you guys are in a league of your own, so whenever I can have Mr. Hayes or Dr. Cohen on the show, we're all blessed for that. Hot topic here is the conversation of whistleblowers and why we need them, and we're realizing more and more, and we got to be careful here. You know, some people, all in the name of whistleblowing, some are being criminal here, and that's a whole nother discussion, but let's just talk about why we need whistleblowers, Dr. Cohen.
Well, we need whistleblowers, and the ones we're talking about this morning are whistleblowers within the federal government, people who are government employees who see wrongdoing, who know that the government is doing something that violates its own guidelines and violates the trust that the government and its employees are supposed to have between themselves and the people they allegedly serve. And for a whistleblower to step forward can be a very dangerous thing because governments retaliate. Careers can be ended or they can be severely wounded. And we recently had an example of a legitimate whistleblower, because, by the way, there are illegitimate whistleblowers. They are simply people who are troublemakers.
Right.
And who want to make either someone they don't like within the whatever department or agency they work look bad, or if they want to undermine the policies of the administration in power.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, there are legitimate whistleblowers, and one very courageous one recently stepped forward, a gentleman by the name of John Bates.
Right, Dr. Bates, yeah.
He is the leading scientist at the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, known as NOAA.
Hmm.
And what he did is he disclosed how NOAA, in the run-up to the December 2015 Paris Climate Change Conference, which led ultimately to the Paris Climate Change Agreement, how NOAA, in that run-up, released a study that was based on bogus data. Mm-hmm. And higher-ups at NOAA knew the data were bogus at the time. Why? Because Mr. Bates had pointed this out to them.
Mm-hmm.
In emails, which show that they had been warned. What NOAA did is it put out a report that said that the pause in the global rising of temperatures that satellite readings showed had taken place beginning roughly 1996 and 97 and lasting until today, that pause, in fact, had not taken place, that NOAA's data now showed that not only had there been no pause in global warming, but also that the warming had actually increased. But to get to that conclusion, NOAA had to completely disregard its own guidelines, its own protocols as to how scientific research is to be carried out. For instance, NOAA said, we have checked temperatures on land and sea. On land, the data that NOAA produced was based on software that had a glitch in it. And that, as a result of that glitch, the data were false and misleading. NOAA knew about the falseware, the software glitch, and did absolutely nothing about it. Went ahead with the findings anyway.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
NOAA also based its projections on measurements of temperatures in the oceans. But it did this at water intakes that are surrounding buoys. The water that's right next to a solid substance will be artificially warmer than the water, say, 100 feet or 100 yards or 1,000 yards away from that buoy.
Because of what the buoy is just getting heated up and it radiates heat, right?
That's exactly right.
Right.
Well,
mm-hmm.
The people at NOAA are plenty sophisticated enough to know that.
Right.
But the only way they could get a higher reading of sea temperatures was to take measurements right at the buoy. And bingo, they got what they wanted.
Yes.
But what they came up with taxpayers footing the bill,
mm-hmm.
Was a report based on these data. But the data were used, the report was used to gin up enthusiasm for adopting the Paris Climate Change Agreement, because after all, it was now a matter of urgency.
Yeah,
we absolutely have to do this because the Earth is heating back up again, and it's time for urgent action in the form of a restrictions on our use of energy, which, among other things, will lead to a rise in the price of energy for every man, woman, and child on Earth.
Of course, and everybody's going to die in the process and the world.
That's right.
Yeah, Dr. Bonner Cohen is with us. The discussion will continue on why we need whistleblowers. I think you're starting to get the picture. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, the reason is because I believe it's all in us, you know, with our God-given rights, with our ambition, our desire to be productive. Make it so. Let it happen. This is when America, you know, comes together, when we're most productive, and I think our better days are, again, I have hope. that better days lie ahead for us, a GDP of anywhere from 3 to 5%, with the things that are happening. But we've got to support the good cause, okay, and the good fight, ladies and gentlemen. 19 after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Dr. Bonner Cohen continues with us. Dr. Cohen is a senior environmental scholar for the National Center for Public Policy Research. The EPA, has been challenged on many levels, and that's a topic that we may get to as well. But right now we're talking about the need for whistleblowers, and you're seeing, based on what Dr. Cohen has presented to us, what NOAA has done, how they've taken this, you know, I guess jury-rigged, you can't call it science, because it's not science, Dr. Cohen. I mean, they just manipulated the numbers.
Yeah, they did. And NOAA at one point, in the not too distant past, was a very respectable agency that did the work that it was supposed to do. But it's like so many other agencies. You mentioned EPA. You could go on to HUD, Department of Energy. These things have been taken over. They have been highly politicized, and many of them have simply become propaganda organs for, in this particular case, the whole global warming slash climate change agenda.
Right. It's supporting one party over the other, because when you get in the political realm, that's what it does. And then they brilliantly use the people's money to serve their individual purpose, not the purpose
absolutely.
Of the United
yes,
States. And that was what you were saying earlier.
That's right. The taxpayers' money that goes into the budget, well, they view that as their own personal piggy bank, mm-hmm. and they can go out and have fun with it at taxpayers' expense and promote their own political agenda. And in the case of the bogus data that was produced to support the NOAA report for the Paris Climate Change Agreement, sure enough, an agreement was reached imposing severe restrictions on our use of energy, and the Obama administration went along with this, welcomed it, in fact.
Sure.
Now,
well,
to his everlasting credit, then-candidate Donald Trump said that he would withdraw the United States from the Paris Climate Change Agreement.
Yeah.
And he did that before the news came out that the underlying data supporting that agreement were false. And so let's hope that President Trump follows through on his promise, and indeed he is following through on just about all of his promises.
Right.
Imagine having a president who keeps his promise. This is amazing.
Well, Bonner, we're talking, you know, this is so pervasive, as you just pointed out, in just about every agency, it's been hijacked, and it's all been politicized, and here it is. We told Donald Trump, okay, hey, you said you could do the job, you got the job, and he's got 4 years, maybe 8 years, to overtake this and neutralize something that has taken decades. I mean, these guys are, and dare I say women as well, are so well entrenched in the bureaucracy and with their dogma, this is going to be a tough battle.
Oh, it is, because it's pervasive. And there was a fellow who was a founder of the Communist Party of Italy, who mm-hmm. in the early part of the 20th century came up with the idea, look, there isn't going to be a big world revolution. That isn't going to happen. What we're going to have to do is undertake, and here he coined the term, the long march through the institutions. Antonio Gramsci was his name.
Uh-huh.
And what you see here are you infiltrate an existing institution, you transform it on the inside, and you turn it into an instrument of your own political agenda. This has happened in government agencies one after the other. This has happened in foundations. This is happening in corporations. And all of a sudden, you don't have to have an old-style revolution, because you have transformed existing institutions from the inside.
Perfect.
Turning
right.
that
exactly.
around is going to take a lot of time and a lot of effort.
Yeah, it took us a long time to get here. It's going to take a while to get out. And of course, whenever you mention, you know, communists, everybody, you know, they want to roll their eyes and think that it's not that pervasive that, hey, didn't we defeat those guys back in the 50s? Why are they here to live another day? Well, they're living and flourishing very well, thank you very much, within our government. Trevor Loudon, out of New Zealand, has done incredible amount of research about those that are lying within our government who mean to serve us ill. They are contra the Constitution of the United States, and they're very well entrenched. In fact, in the legislative body alone, he cites over 80 card-carrying Democratic socialists who have placed their hand on the Bible to protect and serve we the people and to protect the integrity of the Constitution, defend us against any enemies, foreign or domestic, and yet they keep their fingers crossed, I guess, when they take that oath.
Oh, they do. And as you said, they're everywhere. They're at the Department of Justice. They're throughout the judiciary. Judges, many of them Obama administration appointed judges, placing their hand on the Bible and pledging to uphold the Constitution and then completely ignoring the Constitution, which is exactly why they strove to become judges to begin with.
Exactly.
And well, so we have this, a judge did this, a judge did that. Well, many of these judges, of course, have nothing but contempt for the Constitution, the same kind of contempt that Barack Obama also expressed and expressed publicly.
And they probably hold the same contempt for the Bible. I mean, because they probably think they justify in their brain and saying, well, there's supposed to be separation of church and state, so I'm just going to go through the ceremony of this deal.
That's right. Yeah.
But yet,
it's a dog and pony show.
Yeah.
Get it over with. Right.
But then you have people that are greatly offended who believe in the Word of God and take grand exception to that. But you see, this is what's happening, and this is why the People United and the Forgotten Man and Woman came out in mass numbers, dare I say, this past November to make a statement. But they need to understand clearly, as you're pointing out here, Dr. Cohen, is that this is going to be a long march. I mean, as much as it's a long march for them, it's going to be a long march for us. It's not going to be something that's going to happen overnight.
No, it's not. I think we're off to a very good start simply because, look, we have people in power in Washington now, the Trump administration, many of whom are exactly what they need to be. These people are street fighters. They know how corrupt this city is, and believe me, it is corrupt from top to bottom. They know how ensconced in throughout the bureaucracies their political enemies are. They, most of them anyway, have no illusions whatsoever about the lengths to which these people are prepared to go to undermine what Mr. Trump and the millions of people who voted for him last November want to do in turning the country around.
Mm-hmm.
So we are in for the fight of our lives, believe me.
Exactly. Well, Bonner, how do we thank Dr. John Bates for his courage? I mean, for him to stand up. I mean, we've got academics that have been tenured, that are kicked out and fired from their jobs because they saw this phony science that was building up, and they could not connect the dots with something with any kind of integrity and respect to their own professions. And many have gone back into the shadows, have, you know, they were just not willing to, you know, pay the cost to stand against the lies of climate change, global warming. I mean, you got the president, the former president of the United States, using non-scientific terms by saying it's a fact. Well, you know, that's not the way science talks, as you know.
The science is settled on climate change. The science isn't settled on anything.
No, not at all, especially when you have stuff like this. But how do we thank Dr. John Bates?
That's a great idea. My suggestion would be Google John Bates NOAA, and that would be NOAA.gov. And in all likelihood there, he's going to pop up along with his email address. And if we could have our listeners just drop him an email and thank him for having the courage to step forward and tell the truth.
Amen. Well, we can be grateful for him. And now we'll see what happens with the scientists. If this will actually break down the wall to where we could finally get to the truth and deal with this after all the money that's been irresponsibly spent. All our money, Bonner Cohen. Bonner Cohen on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you so much for bringing it all to light.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us as we come to you fresh. I'm telling you, fresh every day. 3 hours, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Hey, do you find yourself, speaking of fresh, in a rotation of the same 5 or 6 recipes at dinner time? Well, maybe it's time to find new inspiration in a place you might not expect. Your grocer's frozen food aisle. Think about it, okay? Today's freezer aisles are full of quality foods made with real ingredients. Frozen fruits and vegetables are picked at the peak of ripeness and flash frozen to lock in all the beneficial nutrients and keep them in their perfect just-picked state. Appetizers, ready-made sandwiches, side dishes, entrees, and desserts can all be found in one place with options for vegetarian, organic, gluten-free, international, and ethnic-inspired products. And you say, Martinez, why are you making me hungry? Because it's all we want, variety in our life. And March is National Frozen Food Month, and who better to tell us all about it than Cece Carmichael? Cece is a classically trained chef, lifestyle expert, and TV personality featured on Food Network OWN and other networks and programs. Cece, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
So sweet to have me.
Hey, Auntie, it's so sweet much to have you. I'm telling you, speaking of food, as we continue to keep everybody hungry here, but it is amazing, you know, the frozen food aisle. In fact, in anticipation of our conversation this morning, yeah, I did travel up and down the frozen food aisle, you know, thinking about you, and I thought, wow, she's right. The expanse and offerings of the frozen food aisle has grown exponentially over the years.
It has. It's really a it's a foodie's paradise these days. And I think we've come a long way since the TV dinner was introduced in 1952. Mm. I mean, literally, there's over 3,000 products. And you want breakfast, you want lunch, you want dinner, you want a snack, you want dessert. It's all there. And it really is taking into account the sort of the health and food trends as well. Mm. I mean, there's vegetarian, organic, gluten-free, international, and ethnic-inspired products. And so there really is something. And what I think people... I think it used to have a bad rap, but I think what people are realizing, and foodies too, is that it's real food. It just happens to be frozen, and then so much of it is, you know, developed by expert chefs and dietitians and nutritionists, who so that it takes the guesswork out of shopping for a meal or shopping for your family or shopping for yourself.
Exactly.
It's really awesome.
It really opens up the options, no doubt about
yeah.
it, Cece. And as you kind of alluded to, the technology of being able to, you know, flash freeze these products and basically just hibernate them at the peak of ripeness and nutritional quality is incredible. Only in America, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's where you're seeing a lot of the innovation is in the freezing technology, in the product development. I mean, literally, yeah, you're right. Like in the middle of the winter, you know, we're limited on what is fresh, and you don't know how long something's been bumping along in a truck to get to you. The thing about frozen is basically they're picking it straight out of the field and like you said, flash freezing it in its perfect, just picked state, full of nutrition. So there's a lot of times, especially this time of year, that the frozen option is actually a better, more nutritious option than buying a, you know, something that's been traveling a while to get to you.
Exactly. And just think about it. I mean, you're eating food that, you know, typically would have been out of season, and now there's no such thing, right?
There is no season anymore. And, you know, I look at my freezer as an extension of my pantry. So I find great comfort knowing that I know we're all busy and, like, I can't go grocery shopping on my way home half the time, and I go, oh, nope, I've got dinner in my freezer as we speak. Like, one of my favorites, I've got it on set now, is this roasted vegetable and chicken primavera, three ingredients. It's got the roasted vegetables. I didn't have to roast them. The grilled chicken, I didn't have to grill the chicken, and then pierogies on top. The entire meal is under 20 minutes. And it tastes homemade. I don't tell anybody. And I didn't have to cook it from scratch, which would have taken, you know, an hour and a half.
Yeah, you see what you do a little Lucy, you know, characterization. You put a little flour over your eyebrow to fool the people and think that you've been slaving over all this delicious food, right?
It's like I always say my motto for cooking is never let them see you sweat. So there's just something very calming and comforting knowing that I've got a full meal inside my freezer. And like the other thing is like for during a party, people get freaked out about like, oh God, what do I serve? Well, it's all in your freezer. You basically,
yes.
I do what's called, I call snacks around the world with Chinese pot stickers, Mexican taquitos, Italian meatballs, and people go crazy over it. It's like an instant party right there.
Exactly, and it's amazing in how little time, and especially in a time-starved world that we live in these days, as you
I
referred
know.
To earlier. Give us a couple of other your favorite dishes, you know, that you do for dinner like this, because many of us, you know, what you typically laid out is like the rest of us, you know, we've been at work all day long, we're on the way home, we're a little bit hungry, and we just really don't have an idea. What are your other go-to?
There's so many things, because like I tend to, because I am a chef, I come
so
up
what,
and I
because
go,
you're a
okay.
chef, we can't try this at home? Is that what you're telling me?
You can,
just
you can
me, right?
But I'm saying that rather than getting something that's like, you know, because there's so many fantastic things that are already put together for you that basically you just have to heat and eat. And I tend to try to experiment. That was my point, was that, like, I go, okay, well, I've got the frozen corn, and I've got some chicken breast, and I've got, you know, whatever, you know, frozen peppers, and oh, maybe I'll do fajitas or something. So I kind of incorporate as many items as I can. But there's other times that I come home and I go, this is already done. I think I'm just going to eat this. This is fantastic. So So that's, you know, that's the thing, that's the beauty of the frozen. It's just, I spend so much time because there's so much new stuff. Every time I'm there, I'm like, oh, I didn't see that before. Well, I'm going to give that a try.
Exactly.
So I'm always experimenting.
Oh, something always new coming up. So, in other words, what we're saying, ladies and gentlemen, because she is the chef, she's telling you, you can do it at home. And and you can be creative with all the different options and mix and match and just have a good time. Hey, it's your kitchen and your dinner. And I think this is also the benefit of what frozen foods gives to us, is that now you've got so many more options available, right?
Yeah, it's dizzying. It's fantastic. And so it's lovely. And actually, did you know that March is Frozen Food Month? Did you mention that already?
Yes, I did.
Isn't that exciting? I was like, who knew? But in honor of that, the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association is sponsoring a sweepstakes. If you go on, listen to this, easyhomemeals.com, you can enter to win $5,000. And while you're there, they have great recipes, they have great, like, you know, what's new and exciting in the frozen food industry. So it's a great one-stop website.
So easyhomemeals.com. So what do we have to do? We just fill out an entry form type thing there?
You just enter, and $5,000, that'll really fill your freezer, right?
Yeah, exactly. So not only the great ideas that Cece's been sharing with us this morning, this is a little bit of online network and idea sharing stuff as well, right?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, excellent. So, again, easyhomemeals.com, 5,000 grand prize, all in the honor of Frozen Food Month. Yahoo! Why not? Let's have a great time. Let's get creative. Get out of that silly rut you've been into. You know, the kids, the husband unit, everybody, maybe even yourself as the female unit and the mother unit saying, hey, I'm kind of bored here. Let's get some little freshness to life here and to dinner time too, right, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You got it.
Okay. And again, remind everybody where the viewers can go for more information. Is it still easyhomemeals.com?
Easyhomemeals.com. Go get some good ideas and win some money.
Just like that, Cece Carmichael says, look, she's the chef. She says, you can do it. It's easy. Classically trained chef, lifestyle expert, TV personality, featured on Food Network OWN and other networks and programs. Cece, it's been a delight. Thank you so much. And don't forget, March Frozen Food Month. Right?
Yay!
Hey, you got it. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480. No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
That's what it's all about. I mean, really, when you think about those characters, those are the kind of characteristics you want to infuse into your children, into your grandchildren, the next generation as we hand off the baton to this next generation to take care of this great American experiment. But our fight is not over, ladies and gentlemen. People say, what should I do? And I say, well, put your hand on your heart. Is it still beating? Are you still breathing? You have things to do. And even the slightest thing, you know, just like we were talking with Dr. Bonner Cohen, you send Dr. John, a thank you. Just say, hey, thanks for having the courage for standing up for truth. When you see truth, acknowledge it, respect it, honor it, it will go a long way because that is so needed today. And to this point, our next guest, Nani Darwish, I can't tell you how excited I am to reconnect with Nani. I think the first time we met, was probably about 8 years ago when I was in Los Angeles at Cape Bright Radio in Los Angeles. I was sitting in for a dear friend who was dying of pancreatic cancer, Rich Bueller. And as a result, I mean, here we are 8 years later, and we have this incredible syndicated platform as a result of that. But I met Nani. We were at an event for Israel, a pro-Israel event, and I met her and her lovely daughter, who my son, by the way, he looked at her, "Ooh, wow, she's hot," he said. So anyway, beautiful young lady. And with all due respect, you know how kids talk, Nani, not like you and I do, you know, but he was very respectful. "Ooh, she's a very pretty girl." And I said, "Yes, behave yourself." So Nani, good to reconnect with you, and congratulations on the book, Wholly Different, Why I Choose Biblical Values Over Islamic Values.
Thank you, Bill, for your success and your commitment. Really, you're doing great.
Well, I've always looked at our relationship as a bit of a partnership. You talk about the things that you have sacrificed. A human rights activist, you were born, raised in Gaza and Cairo as a devout Muslim, daughter of an Egyptian army lieutenant general who was called a shaheed or martyr by the Egyptian president, Nasser, after being killed in a targeted killing by the Israeli Defense Forces in 1956. So you have your own father killed by the IDF, and now you find yourself on the side of Israel. Boy, how do you get there from you know, being raised Muslim, being indoctrinated all your life, and now here you are today as a Christian woman.
I saw the light, Bill. See, it took me a long time, but thanks for America that allowed me freedom of thinking for myself. And so the problem really, Bill, is a lot more than just ISIS.
Yes.
And that is what the American people don't know. And that's not what the media doesn't tell them either. You know, every time I, since I came to America, every time I went to church or I would hear values in the church that are opposite to Islamic values. And they piled up a huge list, and finally I said, I have to write a book about this. This is a lot worse than anyone thinks.
Exactly.
It's not just terrorism of ISIS. For instance, we're all sinners. In Islam, they are all sinners. Judge the sin and not the sinner is a biblical value. In Islam, judge the sinner, not the sin. You're guided by the Holy Spirit in Christianity. But in Islam, they manipulate people by human terror. You're not guided by a Holy Spirit. Jesus came down to save us. In Islam, we have to save Allah and Muhammad's reputation and from their human enemies, from the human enemies who are not Muslim.
Right.
And that's why they kill people, Bill, over a cartoon. Because we are supposed to die for our God. And Jesus came to, you know, he died for us. In Islam, we must die for our Allah. It's totally different. We have to confess sin under the Bible in order to be redeemed and to become renewed. In Islam, we have to conceal our sin from everybody. It is astounding for me. Just living in America exposed me to so much truth. We're at war with the devil, not with flesh and blood, under Christianity.
Right.
But in Islam, we are actually at war with flesh and blood. 3/4 of the world are non-Muslims, and even more, and we are supposed to kill them or convert them as Muslims.
Yes. Well, that is the mission of Muslims. And as you point the differential between what the Bible teaches, what the Quran teaches, it is clear. I mean, if it is not the perfect propaganda message designed by the devil for the devil's purposes, I don't know what is. I mean, it has taken the perfect word of God and everything that we need that is consistent with our very spirit, that speaks to our very soul and gives you that oh yeah moment, that inarguable moment that you know when you've been confronted with truth. And here the Quran takes it twists the ideas of God just enough to turn it on its head. And now, as you say, in the perfect example that we know in Christianity, that Jesus died for us, but the Quran says we must die for Allah.
Absolutely. And it even goes to how we look at government. Christianity control is the kingdom of God is not of this world. In Islam, Allah and the state are one. They're called the caliphate. And that caliphate, we must serve it. Under Christianity, government serves the people. In Islam, we must serve that caliphate. We must never criticize the caliphate. It's above criticism. It's beyond criticism. And in under all of that, we must never change. Christianity wants us to change, to transform, to change oneself, to control ourselves. But in Islam, we are focused completely on changing others. We deny we have a problem. self-control is not taught under Islam like it is under Christianity. And that is why the American people should learn what they are inviting as a religion equal with rights equal to the Bible in this country. It's really, really, look at it from that angle. Islam is not a religion. It's, in fact, Islam is more of a political system than religion.
Exactly, right. Well, you know, in your book, Holy Different, Why I Chose Biblical Values Over Islamic Values, as you said, Nani, and as other Muslim women have said, they came to America and they are more free to practice their religion and their faith than they were in their own homeland. Quite ironic, isn't it?
Exactly, but practicing Islam is the goals of Islam are not religious goals.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They are political goals. Islam must control government.
Mm.
And that is a fact that the West have to understand.
Well, I received an email from a dear friend here, and I was trying to find it, and I couldn't locate it here, so you can help me. And there is a Muslim, a Quranic teaching, and it's all summed up in one word, that is a call that went out last year to the Muslim population, saying a call for them to immigrate. And what is that word that is used?
Yeah, al-hijra.
Yes.
It's to immigrate, to spread Islam and to control other countries and to change them from within by their own hand.
Isn't that what's happening now in America?
Exactly.
That's what's happening in Europe, clearly. So,
yeah,
again, remind everybody what that term is and the rallying cry that is in play right now and has been for almost the last year, and it is supported by their call in much the same way that they have declared a war on Western civilization, right?
It's, yeah, through Hijra, and that's why all these refugees are being pushed towards Europe. They are not being absorbed by fellow Muslim countries. Saudi Arabia didn't take one refugee from Syria. They're being escorted to the countries they want to conquer by jihad. And why in the world is the West not talking about that? I can't understand.
Well, it's been politicized. It's been confounded in politics. We're worried about an executive order by the president who says, look, let's hit the pause button and let's understand what's going on. And what you just shared with us right now is so critical to the discussion to understand that what is happening is what they had declared to everybody. And so there is a reason why there is this immigration, this refugee movement, and also why the United Nations is complicit in this.
Absolutely.
Well, Nani, always good to have you with us. I look forward to maintaining a closer connection, and I'm glad that we've reconnected after all these years. Remind everybody, Holy Different, Why I Choose Biblical Values Over Islamic Values. I mean, this is really profound, ladies and gentlemen. And you're getting this from a woman who was raised Muslim. And as she said, she saw the light. So it is available at all the usual places, right, Nani?
Absolutely. It was launched yesterday.
And where can they go for more information?
Just go to Amazon and you get it. And I am available on Facebook. Nani,
there it is. Nani Darwish, that's D-A-R-W-I-S-H, her book, Holy Different. It will be an eye-opener for you in many ways. Thank you, Nani.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson.